Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, story lovers, and welcome to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life, one tale at a time. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And speaking of episodes, let's get into today's, an episode I've titled, True Success is Continued Success. It would be a mistake for any of us to believe we've never succeeded in our lives. Maybe you haven't had some giant success, but there have been numerous little ones, no doubt. And a lot of times we overlook those because they're not the huge success we're seeking. That, of course, is a big mistake. Because it's those little successes, stacked one on top of the other, that eventually get us to the big success. Like climbing a ladder, you don't get to the top in one step. You have to take many little ones to get there. And here's another bit of food for thought. We need to celebrate those little successes too, and value them for what they are. Because true success isn't just the little successes, and it's not the last step. It's the continued success. It's always taking another step, continuing to move forward, building on yesterday to make today better, and tomorrow even better after that. Because that's how it happens. You can't get there all at once. And trying to do that, well, that's just going to take you back to square one. Maybe worse. While I typically try to avoid Aesop's fables, because they're pretty obvious, this one teaches the lesson of continued success quite well, and is often overlooked for that. No longer. This fable just happens to be perfect for this episode. It's titled, The Goose with the Golden Eggs. One day, a countryman going to the nest of his goose found there an egg, all yellow and glittering. When he took it up, it was as heavy as lead, and he was going to throw it away because he thought a trick had been played upon him. But he took it home on second thoughts, and soon found to his delight that it was an egg of pure gold. Every morning the same thing occurred, and he soon became rich by selling his eggs. As he grew rich, he grew greedy, and thinking to get at once all the gold the goose could give, he killed it and opened it, only to find nothing. And because that tale is so short, let's go with another version of the story, this time set in Africa, entitled The Hen That Laid Gold. In a small village nestled at the edge of the Sahel, a farmer named Kofi lived with little more than dry soil, an old hut, and a few chickens. One morning, while collecting eggs, Kofi found something strange beneath the feet of his youngest hen. A heavy golden egg that shimmered in the morning sun. At first, he thought it was a prank or a miracle. But after walking many miles to the town market, the goldsmith weighed it and smiled at him. "It's pure," he said. "You're a lucky man." And indeed he was. Every morning after that, the same hen laid another golden egg. Kofi stopped farming. He bought a new roof. His neighbors whispered. The local chief took notice. But Kofi kept the hen hidden in a locked pen and spoke to no one. Weeks passed. The eggs came steadily, one a day, and Kofi's pouch of coins grew heavier. Yet instead of feeling satisfied, he grew anxious. If the hen lays one golden egg a day, he thought, imagine how many are inside her already. The thought stuck with him. One night, under a moonless sky, he crept into the pen. The next morning, The villagers saw smoke rising from Kofi's home. He had burned the hen's body in frustration. There had been no treasure inside, only feathers and flesh. Kofi waited the next day, then the next, but none of his other hens laid golden eggs. His fortune faded, his roof leaked again, and his fields returned to dust. Fables really are great tools for packing a lot into so little. So without trying to make this bigger than it needs to be, let's take a quick peek at the three takeaways from these two little gems. Up first, attempting the impossible is guaranteed failure. In both of these stories, we run across someone who wants to get it all at once. That just doesn't happen. You can't score 10 runs in a baseball game with one hit. You can't score 100 points in basketball with one basket, and you can't make $1 million from nothing overnight. It just doesn't work that way. So if you're looking for that magic score, you're dreaming. That's just going to lead to disappointment. However, what does work is our second takeaway. Develop a pattern of continual success and repeat it. Just like in both stories, there was an animal that laid a golden egg each morning, and each morning, the wealth continued to grow. Now, whether you're talking money, healthy habits, or developing a skill, that's the way it works. Day in, day out, building on the previous day's success. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you keep going and keep taking the next step from the prior success, you'll get wherever you want to be. Which leads us to the third and final takeaway. You have to continue to nurture your success to continue succeeding. In the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, this is called production capability. While we don't see this in either story, we know that the goose or the chicken has to be cared for each day in order to live and produce. That's us. We have to make sure to nurture ourselves for continued success. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a little reward. Give yourself some praise. Whatever it is, make sure you do it, because you can't produce if you don't give yourself the fuel and motivation to keep going. As we wrap up this episode, remember, real success isn't about sudden windfalls or shortcuts. It's the golden eggs you earn through consistency, care, and patience every single day. Whether you're laying the groundwork for a dream, a project, or a better version of yourself, keep showing up. Support the process, value the journey, celebrate each egg, and don't forget to feed the goose. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you next time on the next episode of Tales for Life.